from Honduras to Guatemala to Mexico, a group of thousands has been making its way through Central America, and it's led to debates in Mexico and the U.S. over what to do about it. The caravan of migrants formed on October 13th in northwest Honduras. We don't know exactly how many people are taking part in the march to the west and the north. The Mexican government says there are more than 2,000 people stuck on a border connecting Guatemala and Mexico. The Honduran government says that 2,000 people in the caravan have turned back for home. So what is this about? One of the Honduran migrants who spoke to CNN said there is no work or future in his home country, and that he was headed for either Mexico or the U.S., wherever he could find a job. Those who've spoken to other news organizations have made similar statements. How are countries reacting? Well, Mexico says anyone who has a visa, the legal permission to enter Mexico, will be allowed in. But anyone who doesn't will have to either apply for refugee status, which would give them protection in Mexico, or be processed and sent back home. The U.S. government has been pushing Mexico to make sure that the march does not reach the U.S. border. And President Donald Trump has threatened to stop U.S. assistance to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador unless they do more to stop caravans like this one from heading toward the United States. Honduras and Guatemala said they were taking action to bring the migrants home. But many of those who've made it to the Mexican border with Guatemala are literally caught on a bridge between two nations.